This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1522, A New Approach to Goal Setting. And Why is Time Management So Important? Both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays, just like an audiobook, but free of charge, mostly from blogs, sometimes from books, and always with permission from the websites. Otherwise, it would be copyright infringement. And a happy Monday to you. Hope your week is off to a great start if you're listening in real time. I have two posts for you today. Both are from Chalene Johnson. For now, let's get right to today's two posts as we optimize your life. A New Approach to Goal Setting by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Goals. A goal is anything you want to achieve or obtain in your life. Most people are afraid of big goals because they seem too large to complete. Some people have tried to complete big goals in the past and have met resistance or even failure, and for that reason, they aren't ready to try again. Big goals are typically based on things we see, like wanting a house or a car, and are very specific examples of visual success. But what if we could set goals another way? Instead of wanting what other people have or what we see on television, what if we could set goals based on how that process and achievement would make us feel? Feelings. When I'm looking at setting a new goal for myself, I focus on one thing. Will I still feel freedom of choice? I want to always feel in control of the choices I can make, so making sure I feel freedom of choice no matter the goal is important to me. Instead of thinking about what the goal will get you, like a car or a house, try thinking about what you want to feel or what needs to be met in order to feel happiness. Happiness is a little general, but it's a good starting point. In my life, I want to always have the feeling that I have freedom of choice. If a goal or situation comes up, I ask myself if I'll still feel freedom of choice if I do that thing. If the answer is no, then it will detract from my happiness and isn't a good option for me. It helps me think of the phrase, I need to feel blank in order to feel happiness. You already know what you need to feel happy, and putting your goals in terms of happiness will make them easier to set and achieve. Goal setting. Now that you know what you need in order to feel happiness, it's time to start setting goals. Focus on how the goal would affect you based on the I need to feel statement. When you're working on your goals, it's important that you don't focus on money or status, just on your feelings in your life. A useful phrase would be, would saying yes give me a feeling of blank? The blank here is the blank in the previous step and is individual to you. This only works if you're truly honest about everything. It won't work if you aren't, because you need to be true to yourself and about what you really want. Excuses are easy for us to come up with. Reasons to go for the goal despite it not bringing us joy. Excuses only move us away from happiness and won't work in the long run. This also works for those tough life decisions. In order to make difficult decisions and push your life in the direction you desire, you need to use that I need to feel statement as a qualifier. This is your guiding principle to measure your decisions against. It's important to be honest with yourself here as well, because the decision is already tough. You don't want to steer your life in the wrong direction by being dishonest with yourself. Why is time management so important? By Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Time management can be tough because it seems like there's always something that needs to be done. How do we decide what has to get done today and what can wait until tomorrow? How do we make something a priority and ensure it gets completed? I'll be the first to admit that time management is difficult, especially in the digital world we live in. Everything is beeping and buzzing, demanding our attention. So what comes first and what can wait? Let me outline it for you and hopefully help you structure your day so you get more completed and reduce those distractions. Recognize destination procrastination. Destination procrastination is anything you do or go to that feels productive but really isn't. A big one is social media like Facebook, but others include podcasts, tidying the house, or answering email. All these things feel productive, but are actually distractions because they aren't a top priority. Recognize what you do to distract yourself so that you can stop doing it and set aside time for these tasks. A big one for me was emails and phone calls. Once I realized I was spending lots of time on them, I built windows into my day to check in and others to silence them so I could focus on something else. To-do lists. If you want to get better at time management, to-do lists are a must. So many people think that they can't go back to paper and pen because we live a digital life, but they're so wrong. Writing down your daily tasks and events connects you to the list in a way tapping on a screen can't. Using your hand and pen to write out your day will let your brain think through what needs to be accomplished and will let you prioritize your tasks. I write out my list each night before bed and in the morning take a photo of it and put it in my to-do list app on my phone. That way I always have it to reference. Another great tip is to make your to-do list app the only app on your home screen. Then whenever you check your phone, it's seen first and redirects your attention. The best approach to to-do lists, in my opinion, is to write out your top three tasks of the day and then follow up with 3 to 5 secondary tasks you'd like to accomplish. Those top three are the highest priority and will be focused on first. Then if you have more time, you can try to knock one or two more off the list. Accountability. A big part of time management is holding yourself accountable not only to the tasks of the day, but to the whole process. Tell someone of your new plans so they can help hold you to them. If you feel like you have to answer every email and phone call as soon as it comes in, change your availability and announce it to everyone with an email and your voicemail message. Once people are aware that you only answer phone calls in the afternoon, they will adjust to your schedule. I like to read email in the morning, but answer in the afternoon, and I silence my phone for most of the day, checking in at lunch and returning calls in the afternoon. Find a schedule that works for you, and you'll be infinitely more productive. You just listened to the post titled A New Approach to Goal Setting and Why is Time Management So Important? Both by Chalene Johnson of chalenejohnson.com. And that'll do it for today. Another episode of OLD in the books. Have a great start to your week and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.